Greetings and welcome to another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. East. Get ready to sip, savor, and elevate your minds because you've got the wine and I have got all the wisdom. I am ready for a Q&A edition, so let's get right to it. I have two questions that I'll be answering today, so let's start with the first one. Is it okay to date casually while I figure out what I want long term? Okay, is it okay to date casually while I figure out what I want long term? First of all, yes. It's absolutely great to date casually, but you need to have some standards and some boundaries about how you're going to date. Okay. First of all, be honest. Be honest about what it is that you're looking for and be honest about your boundaries, because those have to be rules that you have in place. See, many times we get out here and we start dating and we don't even know exactly what we want because we're too busy trying to fulfill a need. And a need is a bit more aggressive than a want, because when you have a want, you have a choice. You know, I may want this, I may want that, but when you need something, then there's a desire and a craving for it, which means you can't live without it. And that's not where we want relationships to be. You need to be able to live without the relationship. You need to be able to live without the person, but you choose the person every single day. You would rather not live without the person. So you need to, first of all, be honest about what it is that you want in this casual dating and make sure that you're bringing those things that you're requesting to the table. Okay. Secondly, being casual doesn't mean being careless. So it doesn't mean, and this is not me talking about promiscuity, because you're grown. You're going to make whatever choices that you want to make, but just make sure the people that you're making choices with know that you're making those choices. Meaning, if you're going to have several people that you're dating or seeing or being intimate with, then yes, it's fair that every single one of them needs to know that you're dating and other people, because you will want that same respect. This is about safety and this is about carelessness. And when we are careless, we make mistakes and sometimes we get in situations that we can't get ourselves out of. And then we're also, when we're not clear about our expectations, we create a narrative for someone else to have a hope or a desire that doesn't even exist. And then when you break that hope and desire, you get what I'm saying? People's feelings are volatile, so you don't want to play like that. And then thirdly, you want to take your time. Remember, you're just dating. It's casual. You don't need to date this person on one day and you're just kind of picturing them for the rest of your lives. For what? Stop doing that. Start focusing on the fact that you are enjoying the company of another person. Right? That you get to try a new restaurant or a new activity, that you get to create memories, that you get to enjoy an evening of laughter, even if it goes nowhere. Date the person for the moment that you're in, not for the future that you think you're trying to create, because that future should really be focused on you anyway. So yes, date casually, have a good time while you're trying to figure out what it is you want, but be honest that that is the journey that you're on. And trust me, there are people, men and women, that are on that same journey. So just join forces instead of not keeping it 100. All right. So second question, how do I keep the spark alive in my marriage after years together? Okay. So I know, you know, marriages sometimes reach what they call the 7-year itch or the 10-year milestone or whatever. The bottom line is, in order for you to keep a marriage healthy, you have to continue to do the things that you did when you fell in love in the first place. You have to date each other. You know, the same things that you did during the dating season are the same things that you have to do during the marriage. And I get that there can be time constraints and there's children or there's pets or there's jobs and careers and other things that we have going on. There's family members that we may be caretakers of. So there's just a lot that we have to deal with. But the bottom line is, you make time for what you want to make time for. And if that person is someone that you desire and you love and you want to maintain that love and desire, you're going to continue to put the same effort that you put in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. So you both have to continue to date each other. Next, you have to communicate, meaning if the emotions begin to shift or there's fears or concerns, you have to use your words. Your mate is not a mind reader, okay? So they're not going to be able to tell how you're feeling just by looking at your face every single day, okay? You have to be vocal and verbal about the things that you were going, you know, that you're going through and experiencing. And also, that communication means in loving ways. Let's say you're not a person of words. Write a note, leave a letter, leave a sticky note, you know, write them an email or a card if you're more digitally inclined. There are too many ways of communication that are out there for there to be any excuses about why we're not communicating. I think it's about finding creative and fun ways to communicate, whether it's leaving a little note on the windshield wiper or whether it's leaving, you know, a note in their lunchbox or in their book bag. Whatever that is, it's about you maintaining that connection and you letting that person know in no uncertain terms that they are loved and you care for them. Of course, physical touch is always going to be a bonus, right? So we want to make sure our physical touch is on point, but I'm not talking about sexual touch. Physical touch can just be holding hands, right? Or, you know, rubbing each other's feet or rubbing each other's shoulders or just sitting next to each other and touching skin. That's what physical touch can be. Or just hugging throughout the day or little, you know, touches of care or concern. Because sometimes as we're passing ships, we forget to connect with one another. We forget to hug, we forget to touch, we forget to stay connected. And then lastly, maintain your individuality. Absolutely. Even though we're talking about dating each other, communicating with each other, touching each other, I'm also saying separate and have your own space because it keeps your individuality intact, which keeps your relationship intact. Why? Because the two of you were two individuals before you got together. And so you have to maintain certain aspects of your individuality in order to be able to balance the aspect of you and your romantic relationship or with your partner, because those things were always there when the romantic relationship was created. And so that balance is necessary for you. And yes, that is a selfish part, but that is a necessary selfish part of any type of relationship. So again, in order to keep that marriage going, continue dating each other. Make sure you use new and creative ways of communicating. Physical touch is always a bonus. Find ways to do that. And then again, make sure you maintain your own individuality. Okay. So I hope these nuggets have been great for you guys. You're able to vibe with them. Remember to follow me, share, make some comments below. Keep sending your questions in, and I will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Take care.